Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Okay, it is Dom time. It's been a while since we spoke with one of our favorites because, it's at least 2 years that this has been front and center with listeners. Will President Trump solve it? Maybe not as easy as we think it can be done. There still may be a war of attrition. And I always like that, wearing the enemy down on the other side. And that's what people have done who have supported Protect Our Coast New Jersey and others who have held off Big Wind. And I don't mean Phil Murphy, but a whole conglomerate of Big Wind. But they're still out there. And if that happens, you remember the moment you started to pay attention. I mean, there's so many issues out there. What did it? Well, what did it? The whales washing up, the dolphins, seeing who the players were on the other side. And then once people saw that emotionally, and it was emotional, they started to drill down on our birthright. And there's nothing wrong with this. Going to the Jersey Shore, having to look at these ghastly structures forever, because once they're in there, that's it. Then we saw off Nantucket, that's more recent. What happened when some of this stuff got disabled or broken off? Oh my God, just the thought of it. And who are the people on the other side again? What are they pushing? See, it's not just that they do this. It's too pat to say they're just doing it to make a big buck. Got to get out of this. Phil Murphy's game here was to get a gold star. He has national aspirations. He still does. He and the wifey. And you get the gold star by going with this god-awful stuff. The upside, this personally offends President Trump's sense of how the world should look. The windmills I'm talking about. It offends a lot of people, apparently. All right, so let's go to Robin Schaefer. Protect Our Coast NJ is where he hangs out on Talk Radio 1210. Robin, welcome back.
Hey, Dom, happy Thanksgiving. So glad to be back on with you, and what a wonderful Thanksgiving this year was.
Absolutely.
So much to be grateful for. I was grateful for all that you've done to put this issue out there front and center and to amplify it for the people who care deeply, like you said, care deeply about the Jersey Shore, which is their happy place, and it's my happy place too. So it affects millions of people, their memories, and it was just such an affront to think that Phil Murphy's vanity project was really so close to happening. You know, last time we talked, wasn't on the radio, but we were talking to a bunch of Norwegians.
Yes,
and,
yes.
If you remember that, yeah. And they, the election result looked, a little iffy. I mean,
right.
I remember you said you thought it would come down to Pennsylvania, but you thought that Trump would pull it out. Well, he sure did, and we couldn't have a better champion than Donald Trump and our Congressman Jeff Van Drew on this issue, because they understand it back, every which way, that this is it's unaffordable, it's unreliable. I'll tell you one thing. There's a word that I didn't know until recently, but it's called dunkelflaut, and it sounds like something that a word that looks sounds made up or some the Amish use it or something like that. But what it means is it's the doldrums in the weather where there's no wind. And they've just suffered through a couple of weeks of that over in the UK and in some of these countries bordering the North Sea, where they have hundreds of these wind turbines out in the ocean, and they're not turning, couldn't turn because there was no wind. And if it weren't for nuclear backup and oil and gas backup, those people over there would have been sent back to the Dark Ages.
Yeah, exactly right. So, Robin, I guess the question, and you've been calm on this, not overly celebrating, is it done then, at least the ones that we know of around here? Is it on a case-by-case basis? Meaning, can Trump pretty much through the federal government stop this?
I want to be cautious about taking a victory lap here because it's there are still projects out there that have federal permits in place, such as the Atlantic Shores project from Atlantic City up to Long Beach Island. Those projects do have state approvals and federal approvals to go forward. The question is, how much money can be taken away from those projects at the federal level? And can the feds and can Donald Trump put executive orders into place that require those projects to jump over massive hurdles and give them, really wrap them with a bunch of red tape? And I'm pretty confident that that can happen. But I'm not taking it to the bank yet. We still have active lawsuits that pertain to Atlantic Shores and it pertain to other projects that they've approved. The New Jersey Board of Public Utilities has approved. We did hear some very good news just day before Thanksgiving. Total Energy of this big oil and gas company in France is pulling out of Attentive One, which is south of Long Island in New York, and they've been approved for another project in New Jersey, Attentive Two, Attentive Energy Two, and we think it's just another domino that's about to fall. They're probably waiting for January 20th, like a lot of us are, to see what happens before they make an announcement on that. But that was the first project. The CEO of Total said, really blamed the Trump victory in the election and said they're going to play a waiting game, put that project in New York on hold for 4 years.
Wow.
I guess they think they're going to be able to put it back on track in 4 years. But, you know, we're going to be waiting for them if that happens. We've been there from the start. We're relentless. We have tremendous support, and I think they're barking up the wrong tree if they think that they're going to wait out the next 4 years and expect things to be better, like the political landscape is going to be better in 4 years, because what I am looking forward to is a return to common sense. A return to a country that is patriotic and is really driving on all operating on all cylinders. So there's no reason to expect that in 4 years a Democrat's going to go back to the White House.
Bring it to New Jersey. In my dream world, this would be something interesting in the governor's race. The Democrats would have to then throw overboard part of their base, whoever their nominee for governor would be, if they would say, nope, we're not interested in this, yada, yada, yada. I don't know each of the Republican candidates. I'm kind of not satisfied, but you're in this, at ground zero. I don't think they're making enough of this even right now as an ongoing issue. And to illustrate, take it away from just this. Of how all these ghastly progressive ideas can be defeated, how do you emotionally get people involved? And once you do, then hit them with all the information you can, fight every second in the court and continue to fight even after the bell is rung, to the end. You can do this with every issue like parental rights, etc. That's an emotional issue. tap into this. I'm not hearing that yet. What do you think?
Well, I agree. I mean, this is a time to really put an end to these failed legacy projects and like vanity projects and these really bad right. ideas. I mean, we're going back to, you know, think back to the COVID mandates and
yes.
how ridiculous that was. And that was just government overreach to the nth degree. And now we're going to see a pullback, I think. And then, you know, at the federal level, and hopefully it'll trickle down if we get a governor in there next year who believes in what, you know, that this is, you know, this is a movement. There is momentum, and there's no reason to believe that New Jersey, which used to be deep blue, but it's now purple. There's no reason why we can't elect somebody who, you know, isn't a Republican who's afraid to speak up on things like parental rights and speak out against offshore wind and things like that. And, you know, with like Scott Pressler has vowed to come into New Jersey and register voters. And I'm going to be there working with him, you know, because I'm really happy to hear that New Jersey could we could hire a governor that actually cares about the people
now,
that live
does
in
your
New Jersey.
Group as a nonprofit, do you endorse personally?
We don't endorse, but we do come out and educate the public on the position of candidates on the issues that we care about, the environment,
educate us then. Let's take some on the Democrat side we don't care about for now because we know the best they're going to do is camouflage. I just want to stop the head of the NJEA. That's priority number one. But
me too.
Yeah, you have two prime suspect people on the Republican side, Spadia and Jack Ciattarella. So how have these people been on this?
So Jack has been to several of our events. He has spoken out recently, put out video statements and been all over social media about this issue, about how he's against offshore wind development. He's been there's no equivocating. I mean, he and Trump are in lockstep on this issue. I believe both Bill Spadia and Ed Durr has come to our events too.
Okay.
And he's against it, and he's running on the Republican side as well. Bill Spadia has spoken out against offshore wind as well. And the silence on the Democratic side will speak volumes, just like it did with the Senate race that just concluded. Andy Kim didn't say anything about offshore wind because he was afraid to take that on. He knows how unpopular that issue is to all constituents. You know, it doesn't matter.
Exactly.
It's not a partisan issue. But like you said, I don't understand how somebody like Sean Spiller has all these ads on TV already. I mean, I can't believe that the New Jersey teachers are willing to put up with having all their dues go towards this failed gubernatorial run. Everybody I speak to thinks that he doesn't stand a chance on the Democratic side. So it just seems like, talk about a vanity project.
This
is all about Sean Spiller, you know, getting his name out there. So
yeah, exactly. But, Robin, tell us where to go for Protect Our Coast NJ, because there's still going to be a lot of stuff, as you said. I'm in your camp. No victory lap yet. But textbook on how to do this so far and continue with it. So where do people go?
They can go and they can visit us at protectourcoastnj.com. And, they can look at our website. We're on social media, on X. We're on Facebook, Instagram. And we just every little bit matters to us. You know, people can want to contribute either volunteer hours or contribute some small sum. Everything is going towards the work that we're doing to fight this Goliath. Let's be frank. I mean, we've been the little David for a long time, but now we have somebody, we have people in high places now that are championing our cause. So it's a great time to be a New Jerseyan and an American, quite frankly.
Absolutely. Robin, we'll catch up soon. Thank you. Thanks for the Norwegians, too. That was a lot of fun.
That was great. That was great. All right. Well, nice to talk to you and talk to you soon.
Robin Schaefer here on Talk Radio 1210. Coming up, your calls and also an honor for Christopher Fitzgerald. Remember Officer Fitzgerald? Big honor, but the person who did part of the shepherding of this, something else he could do that would be more meaningful, and I don't think he would ever do. I'll tell you what that is and your calls. Here's how you get in at 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All that you have to do is just push pound 1210. All right, Dom Giordano Show, 855-839-1210. You get on board. So you can't find a more compelling story, a more horrific story than the Fitzgerald family. You've heard the mom and dad. You've heard Officer Christopher Fitzgerald, Sergeant Fitzgerald's now wife. He was killed February 18, 2023, responding to a robbery, 17th in Montgomery. Miles Pfeiffer, then 18 years of age, scuffled with Fitzgerald before shooting him several times and then standing over him and executing him. Well, this week, the last couple days, thanks to several, even Democrats in town, but one that I want to vilify here, a post office in Northeast Philadelphia, the Busselton section, will soon have a new name in honor of the Chris Fitzgerald Postal Office, okay? That's all good. The person who got it through the House, though, is a budding, on the Democrat side, House Speaker someday, Mr. Northeast Philadelphia. By the way, the building is just south of Red Lion Shops at Red Lion Shopping Center. And that would be Congressman Brendan Boyle. So the issue is this. It's fine to name a post office after Chris Fitzgerald. When has Brendan Boyle ever said word one about Larry Krasner and the policies in Philadelphia and the nonsense, including Krasner would not even meet with the family and tell them why he wouldn't go for the death penalty in this case? Now, we have everything in the world here that screams death penalty under current laws. You know that. It's all in tape. It's all video. We got countless. There's no doubt about it. And yet, he doesn't even have the dignity and the nerve to talk to the family and tell them why he arrived at a decision not to do that. I'm not even sure he'll go for life imprisonment without parole, whatever that means, probably a joke, those terms anyhow. So Brendan, the post office, all nice. What people in Northeast Philadelphia need and what people need across the city, across the country, is what the last election was about. We're tired of gestures like this. We want criminals to be taken out. We want them to be arrested and or executed if the crime is first degree murder. It's pretty clear. Post office, I'm sure the family will recognize that, but they want justice. Good for them. Not going to be pushed around by people saying, well, that won't bring your son or husband back. You tell that to the family. Or tell it to me. You're a joke. Stop it already. The only thing that stops us, we know the blueprint of what stops us. This guy has been out of control for a long time, came to Temple thinking it was a game, and he point blank executed him. What more do you need? If that's not a death penalty case, then why have the death penalty? And that's exactly what they want to do. Just completely make it meaningless so that someday we'll go, oh, what the heck? Why do we even have it? Josh Shapiro, part of this. So a post office and name on it is a great honor. That's good. But how about while you're doing that, speak out on this. Tell people what you think about this. And just don't speak in vague, general, the crime, and all. Where does that come from? Well, what are the elements that provoke this? All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. You heard Robin Schaefer. I think Trump will do some good work here. Not completely over yet. Still lurking out there. But a textbook on how to beat them. How do we replicate that on other issues? Just like I've told you, during the campaign, I thought the transgender issue, I wrote about that 10 days before the election, was the sleeper issue. And it was executed perfectly. Harris is for they, them, I'm for you. Men and women's sports. It was executed perfectly. Let's go to Dave in Oakland. And Dave is next in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Dave, welcome in.
Hey, Dom, how are you?
Good, good.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too.
All right. So Henry Ford in 1914 had a 300% turnover rate in his factories.
Mm-hmm.
So he'd get better production. He cut workers' hours from 9 hours to 8 hours. Doubled their salaries, spent $10 million on annually on help improve the workers' lives, reduced the car prices so they could afford them and buy them.
Right.
And his turnover rate dropped to under 20%. And Ford became very successful.
Sure, that's a great deal. It's a win-win, both sides.
Yes.
Good one. Thank you, Dave. We'll put you down for that. By the way, one of the funniest of The Office is when they're going over and when you have a conflict in the office, Michael Scott, a couple of other people, win, 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 lose, lose, you know, that whole thing. And his solutions to be win, win. Henry Ford, that is a win, win, though. That is a really good one. So the Fitzgeralds are still out there. This is still ongoing. I'm not sure when Miles Pfeiffer actually gets his trial. And what will happen there? But why have the death penalty? Why tell us you want to protect us? Why be a fraud like Josh Shapiro, run and not say anything about it? Then suddenly, when he becomes governor, he's against the death penalty. But to the point on Shapiro, reading an article today, who are the contenders moving forward to 2028? He's in the top three. And they call him this wildly popular governor in Pennsylvania. How in the world is he wildly popular? Based on what? I mean, what is it that he did a nice job over 95 that was creative and putting in the camera, putting in every day, seeing them hustle on that. Yeah, that was good, without a doubt. But what has this guy done? What has he delivered on that he ran on or anything else that really sticks out to people? He's a camouflager. He is solidly in lockstep with the most radical stuff with Democrats. He just puts a better face on it. He's clever. That's why this election in 2016 is so big. You either have to beat him or ding him up a bit in his reputation, expose it. That's why we have to get the right candidate for that also. All right, so 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all that you need do is just push pound 1210. I want to play you a little bit. You may have missed it. This was on Wednesday. This is Cup 4 coming up. Here is Representative Joe Hogan. Now, look, I can't bring articles of impeachment against Diane Merzeglia, but it's an obvious thing to me. So we had him on because his name was in the Inquirer report on this, and he said no. Listen to his reasoning. I reject it. I've been given the names of two other people who I'm told pretty reliably might be open to be the ones starting to do that. What's the loss if they bring articles of impeachment against Diane Merzeglia and Democrats block it and won't even bring it up for a vote? Then you keep on talking about it. You still have the issue. Well, that will just make her a victim. In what universe is she a victim? Here's the back and forth with Representative Joe Hogan. What would the damage be, though, if you went forward with this? What would the damage politically be?
I think it's not so much about damage, but it's about strategy. Why would we want to have, she's been claiming she's a victim. in a lot of her statements already in different ways. The party has basically taken that position as well when they're talking about this incident. So why give them a rallying post? Why give them something that they can...
Well, it's a rallying post for you, Joe. It's a rallying post for you, too. We can't be cowed by her saying she's a victim.
Oh, I'm not cowed. I've been talking to everybody about this, and I've been pushing it on Twitter. I've been talking to people. I'm coming on here now. I want the voters of Bucks County to know about these comments. I want them to know that Bob Harvey led a protest against Dave McCormick when he was a Board of Elections official. I want people to know about these types of things. Dom, 2 years ago, I won by 76 votes because of actions that they had to take. And if they were making these comments that they did 2 years ago, I'd be furious. I'm on the ballot every 2 years along with a lot of my other colleagues. We want to make sure that the right people are running these elections, that they're following the law, and having the right actions. But ultimately, you know, this is going to come down to the voter's decision. We can introduce the articles, great. Okay. I'd rather spend the time right now. I'd rather spend the energy communicating to you, communicating to other people that we have an opportunity here to tell everybody in Bucks County that their elected commissioners, that the people charged with running their elections in Bucks County, are hyper-partisan, that don't care about the law, and are going to do what they want to do until a court order smacks them down.
Well, I'm still in the camp, Joe. Okay, I think you could do both at the same time, and I'm in agreement with the one. I think Democrats would do that. Yeah, absolutely. We know they would. Again, not to pick on Joe. He was good enough to come on. But Republicans still don't get it that people want something done. And this is not just about what she said, which was election interference, but it's also what they did, putting our listeners through 8 hours of torture, 7 hours of torture, just to vote with the mail-in ballot in person, out of spite. Well, we're complying with the judge's order. And 1,000 other things they've done over their tenure there that are all in the same camp of we're going to do whatever we want. In what is a Trump, Diana, Trump County now. You know that and I know that. So do you just have to let it go? Is that what the art? It's not about letting it go. It's the same thing with the Fitzgeralds and the death penalty. All right, I'll admit, confession. I don't let things go. Okay. There's a downside to that, I admit. There's a big upside, though. There's a big upside. They know we're still coming after them. They know it doesn't matter how long, be it the Columbus statue, be it Kenny, be it Krasner, be it the wind thing, be it whatever. We're not going to give up. And I just don't understand. This is the time to seize the day. You're not piling on a victim. She's not a victim. We were victimized by these two constantly over the last month or so. She's not going to rein it in. Yeah, she took Scott Presler going after her and others and all that. And she said, bring it on. It's not to 2027. This is what impeachment is for, or censure coming out of this. Meaning, look at Trump. They don't wait election to election. They impeached him twice. They're getting ready to impeach him again, probably right in the beginning of. Well, why do that? Which side do you like? Which side has it right? I think the Democrats have it right on this. Absolutely, they do. People want to see, rather than just a few people hollered at her. We went on Twitter. She was a national embarrassment. That there's a repercussion here. Everybody has to have a repercussion that's meaningful, right? What has she suffered here? Are people going to remember this in 2027? I'll take that bet that it's going to be hard to put ourselves back in that. If you can do that, there's a reason why this made so much news. It's that egregious. People do stuff like these two. But they don't verbalize it. That's right. I know it's illegal and I'm going to do it. That's the difference. All right. So I'm working on a couple of other people, or at least one at this point, to feel them out and see if they will bring this. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. You're doing everything that you possibly can. Particularly in the age of Trump. Isn't this one of the messages? I mean, is this so... They have a one-vote majority, and they're ruling as if they have hundreds of seats on their side. They have one seat they're barely hanging on to. 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All I need you to do is just push #1210. You know, one of the biggest and healthiest sales of the year is back again. Rescue Natural Supplements Black Friday sale is here. Right now, Rescue is slashing prices on every supplement with discounts up to an incredible 80% off. Rescue has a wide variety of products to address your health needs, including immunity and cholesterol support, heart health, and natural energy enhancers. Grab huge savings on omega-3s, probiotics, and much more. So get shopping now. This Rescue Black Friday sale ends Monday at midnight. Shop today at res-q.com, res-q.com. Or call a Rescue product consultant. It's easy. 800-26-ALIVE. That's 800-262-5483. Again, all Rescue supplements are up to 80% off until Monday at midnight. So why wait? Just shop massive savings on essential health supplements at res-q.com. Do it today. All right, it is Dom time. Get in on the side question. What else? Black Friday. I haven't seen enough to see that apparently today people are going to be more geared up. I can remember years, I have to put a number on it, 20 years ago, where this was a thing that was outrageous. People actually died. I'm not saying that today, but it seems like people are going back to the stores. It seems like people are in a better mood based upon anything that we can see. And it might continue. All right, so the side question, all-time deal. It can be a deal where both parties, like the giant and Jack and the Beanstalk, seem to benefit somewhat. Maybe not the giant in the end, but or one where one side really benefits. It was a big deal, and they got a whole lot for it. We've had a number of them. It can be in sports, politics, life, whatever it might be. Let's go to the Earl of Tacony. Hey, Earl.
2023 Caller of the Year.
Yeah, we'll be getting to that right after we get the Person of the Year and all. The Caller of the Year is a more ferocious battle here.
More bloodthirsty, yes.
Yes.
I still have the scars. But for today's answer, I decided to go outside the box.
Okay.
Way outside the box. Outside in the other room. I'm so far out the box.
I can hear the doors. Yes, yes.
My answer is based on the Who.
Okay.
So, in order to win today's show, I'd stand naked, stoned, and stabbed. I'd call that a bargain. The best I ever had.
All right, I get it. That is, Earl. Nice rendition. Absolutely. Big deal. Definitely outside the box. Have a good weekend, Earl. Thank you. By the way, talk about inside the box. A Manhattan Democrat. You got to see this woman. Believes that things like Trump's mass deportation of illegal immigrants and threats to punish states that oppose the move are severe enough to warrant a little norm-shattering thinking. It's not unreasonable to think outside the box. She chairs the powerful Senate Finance Committee. Her name is Kruger. This is Seinfeld. New York Democrats have only a few weeks to bolster their blue states, she says, against Trump. What she wants to do, in concert with several other states, is secede and join Canada. That's the plan here. Yes, because I think New York still touches on Canada. So now, is this not insurrection? This is insurrection without firing shots. But I mean, to take this state, let me see if I have the other states in here. I know it's New York, Canada. They're going to try to Trump-proof New York, but she thinks that may not be enough. We're talking a lot of money. A steep cut in federal aid could be devastating for a state with a $239 billion budget that receives about $85 billion from Washington. So these people are starting to recognize that the gravy train might be stopped here. They think they're better off being with Canada. All right, we'll see how many other nutbags, how much resistance there is around this. But I think you're going to see in the end, you're not going to see this unity as we saw against Trump in 2016. Here is Stephen Miller talking about Mark Zuckerberg, who went to see Trump and have dinner in Florida, the head of Facebook. Here's what Miller told us. Cut five.
Stephen, real quick, Politico is reporting that Mark Zuckerberg was at Mar-a-Lago today meeting with President Trump. Can you confirm that?
Yes, that's correct. And Mark Zuckerberg has been very clear about his desire to be a supporter of and a participant in this change that we're seeing all around America, all around the world, with this reform movement that Donald Trump is leading. Mark Zuckerberg, like so many business leaders, understand that President Trump is an agent of change, an agent of prosperity.
Right.
And so business leaders, CEOs, everywhere, they want to be an element, a supporter, a booster of making our economy prosperous, delivering for American workers, and making sure that America is the most powerful, wealthiest, freest nation on the face of the earth. So we'll see what comes of that. And Mark, obviously, he has his own interests, and he has his own company, and he has his own agenda, but he's made clear that he wants to support the national renewal of America under President Trump's leadership.
Now, of course, progressives are saying he only went there to stay out of jail. Here we go again. So you're seeing all these good signs across the board, Bezos, Facebook, you know, and hundreds of others, all trying to normalize here, in a sense. Texas is taking one for the team. Texas is going to bus migrants directly to ICE for deportation instead of sanctuary cities under a proposed plan. You know, when it comes to the national person of the year, I was going to put up RFK Jr., Don Trump Jr., Elon Musk. But I've said for how many years that Governor Abbott doesn't get enough attention. What he's done by busing people to these big mouth blue cities who are attacking the people of Texas, etc., and as soon as they got overwhelmed in this manner, now all hell breaks loose. New York has still not recovered from that. The Denver guy. Abbott did what I think is moral and also politically masterful by the bus rides. But he's willing to just take them to ICE around this deportation, which I do think is going to happen on day one. Now, don't expect the media is going to be saying, oh, it was only, you know, 100 people here, 100 there. They're going to be targeted. They're going to target the right people. And maybe it'll take 6 months before we even get to 5,000 or something. That's okay. Because people are going to self-deport because they're being targeted about this. And not just willy-nilly rousting people in the middle of the night. They're going after people who have that deportation order and are criminals in one level or another, national security, and they're getting them out. Then after that, we'll see who the next tier is, who's the next group to be looked at. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Again, hit us with that all-time deal. There's a million of them out there. Hit us with one that you think maybe came out for both sides winning, or one scored a big win. Henry had a couple of sports related. I took off the board Alaska, of course. We heard a little twist by Susan in Chester Springs about Manhattan, Louisiana Purchase. If you buy an NFL team, that's a great deal. Just sit on it for even 5 years. And E.T., they wanted the Mars company to use their product with E.T. They said he was ugly, wouldn't do it. Hershey jumped in with Reese's Pieces. And that made all the difference. Phone lines right now, 855-839-1210. All right, let's talk FanDuel for a moment here. You can cap off the NFL week with a chance to win on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Now, new customers, you get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins on any game. You can bet anytime touchdowns, meaning you pick a player and you say they're going to score a touchdown at any point. Over rushing yards, over passing yards. Boy, I hate to say Saquon Barkley, I would take under on the rushing that Baltimore is going to key on him. I don't see how you can take over, though. Henry, did you take either one there?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Yeah, that's a really tough call. But there are a million of these. Literally, there's just a tremendous variety that you can put in. All you have to do is check it out in your same game parlay. Just visit FanDuel.com/Dom, FanDuel.com/DOM to make every moment more this season. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. And FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 1210 WPHT. You have to be 21 plus, present in Pennsylvania. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. They expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, it is Dom. Good Friday. Welcome in, everyone. 855-839-1210. Get in on the side question. Looking on Twitter, it's amazing. I'm not saying it's a majority, but you have any of these pundits, some of them are big-time sports writers, calling the team that forfeited, Boise State, forfeited to the San Jose State, the allegation of having a male on their volleyball team, cowards. That's what they are. They're cowards. Now, I think they're thinking long and hard about this, and they're saying, look, we want to compete. We want to go to the NCAA tournament. We want to do all those things. But we are in solidarity to expose this once and for all. And we're going to look back on this maybe even a year from now, or even Democrats, some of them, the Moulton guy, the congressman from Massachusetts, spoke out and said, really, we can't even talk about this with Democrats. Don't lead. My advice is don't lead with safety. The female will be injured. Lead with the fact this is not right. This is supposed to be competition. That's why we have female sports, the whole thing. This is ludicrous. And it's a tell. It's a tell about the radical nature and the underbelly of the Democrat Party. And their only advice to each other, Democrats, is camouflage. I'm reading this transgender pundit talking to the Democrat Party and saying, yeah, well, you don't want to get in the other side's face on this and all the rest, but they still want to do the same thing. And America's saying, no matter how you try to attack us on this or dodge it, it's not right. It says a lot about you. We're not bigots. You're not getting away with it. And if you want to keep on doing it, yes, elections in part, maybe a significant part, are going to be based on this. You're not getting around it. That's why the smarter Trump people spent $33 million in ads. $33 million, that's a lot of ads. I would have spent $50 on this. That's how much I believe it's a winner. And it's the right thing. And we're tired of it. All right, 855-839-1210. You do get a line. Let's go to Joe of Exton. He's in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe, welcome in.
Yes, hello, Dom, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
Today's question involves deals, beneficial or otherwise. Judas Iscariot betrayed the person of Christ to the Romans in exchange for 30 pieces of gold. A deal which he later regretted by hanging himself.
Joe, that's a big one. Absolutely. Have a nice weekend, Joe. Yeah, that's right on brand, too. Very biblical of Joe today, Judas Iscariot. All right, what else? On a day of big-time capitalism, a day of deals, get out there and get those deals, jump in and hit us with an all-time deal. Maybe one party benefited a lot more than the other, or it was fairly equal in the end. However you see it, it's all in the telling, and hit us with that deal. It could be real or fictional, like Jack and the Beanstalk. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. In moments, we're going to talk with Harry Hurley, the voice of the Jersey Shore. And he worked for years with President Trump as a casino, a big time, top of the ladder there, casino executive. You see the mind of Trump in play already. I'll just cite you one, and I like this. Robert Kennedy Jr. is going to come in, and he's going to do some things that are going to be an improvement. But that doesn't mean every idea is correct. So Kennedy wanted a particular person to be the agriculture secretary to do massive things there. Trump put somebody else in, chose somebody else that is away from what Kennedy would want. I think it's kind of a guardrail on this. And I think Trump day to day is going to give Kennedy a lot of power, but that doesn't mean something wild is going to happen there that's going to get the other side energized. So we'll ask him about that, but also about the governor's race in New Jersey. Somebody called in today that said, wow, you know, Scott Presler is going to be going to New Jersey. This strikes fear on the other side, and it should. I think we got to get behind as soon as we're past this holiday, but I'm putting it out there today. Scott Presler deserves the Presidential Medal of Honor. He is exhibiting the highest standards of what a citizen should do. Just think about it. And it's not just because he did it for Trump and he won. But it's also these actions and what he stands for are legendary now. And he's bringing the big show to Jersey. How many people will he register? How much of a flip will we see? I don't know how much on paper Democrats have over Republicans in Jersey at this point. But they're afraid of it. They're afraid of it because Trump indicated that people are ready for something. And I think whoever the Republican nominee is, if it's the right one, and that's what the primary will filter out, they stand a better than 50-50 chance of winning. I hope it's Jeff Van Drew. Harry's right in the center of that. He's a powerhouse in Jersey. I'll ask him all about that, too. And your calls at 855-839-1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio.